Receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, I saw Matt Connelly and others write yesterday that Deborah Sweeney had said something to the effect of it's not Trevor Lawrence's job, that he has to win it, that Chase Bryce had like one of his best days ever and that kind of thing. I mean, honestly, again, that's what Coach Sweeney has to do. I mean, I don't think anyone believes that Trevor Lawrence is not going to be the starting quarterback at Clemson. If he's not, you're going to have a hell of a story. I mean, you're going to have the biggest story of all time. If the season opens and Trevor Lawrence isn't the starting quarterback at Clemson, you're going to have a story. You're going to have a story for the ages. So I would not anticipate Chase Bryce being the starting quarterback at Clemson. But I think it does address this. It once again reaffirms the staff's belief in Chase Bryce. It also is, you know, this is a fact of life in college football now with the transfer portal and trying to maintain quarterback depth. You know, you've got to keep people satisfied. You've got to find a way to keep people content. Keep them involved. It's like a political balance that you almost have to strike. But I do think, and I was asked this member yesterday, by somebody asked me about quarterback, and I said I think that this staff really does believe in Chase Bryce. I think they really do. And, I think there's some similarities between Bryce and Jake Fromm. I think they're very similar players. I think if Chase Bryce was at Georgia, he could be doing what Jake Fromm is. I believe that. I believe they're very similar type players, not just from a physical attribute standpoint, but from a leadership standpoint. So, you know, I think when Dabo Sweeney says that, again, I don't think anyone really believes that Trevor Lawrence is going to be anything but the starting quarterback. But I do think it reaffirms the staff's belief that that Chase Bryce is an extremely, extremely competent backup that would be capable of being the starting quarterback here and winning games if that situation came up. And perhaps leading Clemson back to another playoff berth, especially given the insane number of weapons that the Clemson quarterback is going to be surrounded by. There's that. I wanted yesterday too to get to the offensive line and how I think it breaks down and I will get to that at some point here. Remember, Brad Brownell joins us at 5:25 today. And I want to talk a little bit about, I want to start by talking a little bit about Clemson and Pitt last night. Before I do that, though, let me get Adam in here from Greer on the Northland Communication phone lines. Adam, how are you?
Doing well, Walt. How about yourself?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, thanks for the line. As per usual, enjoy your draft analysis.
Thank you.
Your talent analysis on breaking down the college guys, because I know you do watch the games and, you know, watch film. So I'm a Tampa Bay Bucs fan, and uh, just we got the fifth pick overall, Walt, and, you know, our three primary positions of need are offensive tackle, defensive line, and defensive back.
Right.
With Vita Vea, you know, he was hurt, but he started coming on at the end of the year, yep. So I think the jury's still out on him, but he looked pretty good in the second half of the year. Gerald McCoy, I'm not the biggest fan of the $13 million cap hit it's going to take, but they brought him back for another year. I think his production is starting to decline, even though he's, you know, still productive. So you got those two in the middle. And then, you know, Donovan Smith at left tackle and DeMar Dotson at right tackle. Smith's a pending free agency. So looking at those three positions of need, defensive back, defensive line, and offensive line, who do you think is the best player? You know, I agree with you 100%. Bosa's going to go one. You know, I think Josh Allen's going to be gone at five. And
well, I mean, again, assuming, Adam, just again, assuming Kyler Murray doesn't go one, which...
Go ahead.
Well, and if Murray goes one, obviously that helps everybody behind him because teams that aren't interested in a quarterback will now have a shot at a different level player. So, you know, there's that element of it as well. And I think that possibility of Murray going one is very much alive and more alive. Look, we've suggested that here for some months, that he's the best quarterback in the draft on film. And if you stop concerning yourself with inconsequential things and you play to his strengths, that there's no reason he shouldn't be the number one pick in the draft. And I think that's where we are this morning based on the simple measurements and weights, that he measured 5'10 and 8th, and that he weighed in at 207 pounds, which are both significant for him. So, you know, that's what sets the stage for it. Now, the next question is Arizona really interested in Kyler Murray, or are they just playing a game? And I don't know the answer to that. I read several Arizona sites this morning that seem to think that they are just trying to exploit someone else. I am not sure right now. I've also heard it suggested that perhaps a trade has already been essentially executed for Josh Rosen, that Josh Rosen's already not there. You know, the stuff about Josh Rosen's social media accounts, that account was hacked. That had nothing to do with him or anything with the team. So, you know, so I don't think that's indicative of anything. I think that's people trying to read too much into it. But
and as the Kingsbury, you know, with Kingsbury, he said that about Kyler Murray before he took the Arizona job, so he obviously thinks highly of him.
Right. Now, to be fair, he did say that, but his explanation sounds reasonable too. You know, he said, well, we were about to play them. You know, those are the kinds of things that coaches say about guys that they're about to play. I could buy that. But that does not mean that he still doesn't crave Kyler Murray to run the NFL version of that offense, which is going to be slightly different than the college version. The, you know, the hash marks are different. They're going to have to change certain elements of that offense to suit the pro game, but I still think it's very much a possibility that Kyler Murray winds up the number one pick in this draft, as we've thought for some time, whether it's to Arizona or whether it's to some other suitor. Now, when you move beyond that and you talk about Tampa, here's your problem. None of the offensive linemen in this draft are worthy of that high a pick. None of them.
Yeah, I don't think Jonah or Juwan Taylor is worthy of taking at five.
No. So if you want one of those guys, what you do is you trade back and you land one of them and you acquire additional picks. If that's what you want to do. And of course that would make some sense. The next question is are you really to the point where you need to replace McCoy or start to think about it? If so, then you need a three technique defensive tackle, and then you could be the team that winds up going for an Ed Oliver type, which...
And that's what prompted my call, is your analysis of Ed Oliver. I'm a big Ed Oliver fan, and yeah, I agree with everything you said. I would not be upset with him at five. Especially pairing him up with Vita Vea for the next 8 years. I think that's a great combo inside.
Yeah, I do too. Now, I think people are going to wake up to the Ed Oliver thing, and I think he's going to come back up boards. Again, unless there's something off field that winds up being a concern to NFL teams. And, you know, they have 60 meetings. For people who don't know, the combine, you have 60 meetings, 15 minutes each with players. There are actually NFL teams historically that have used the 15 minutes with a psychologist. But most NFL teams will just ask you basic questions, want to find out who you are. So there are going to be questions that are addressed at Oliver, certainly about he's going to have to explain what happened this year and that type of stuff. Now, if you go defensive back, which quite honestly, I think is actually probably your number one need, one that maybe you could have addressed last year with a Minkah Fitzpatrick type of player, which you opted not to. If you go that direction, the problem right now is I'm not sure that there's a DB that is worthy of that high a pick. I think that Greedy Williams is a possibility, but even there, you might be able to trade back, and especially if you view multiple DBs as being close and acquire additional picks and still get a DB.
Okay, I like that. So, and I'll end with this, Walt, and I'll take it off the air. So let's make the assumption that that we do not trade back and we stay put at five. Out of these four players, which one would you take if your hand was forced to stay at the fifth position, knowing Tampa's needs? And I'll take it off the air, Walt. Between Greedy Williams, Ed Oliver, let's say Quinnen Williams is also still available, and Rashawn Gary. Which one of those would you take if Tampa Bay stayed fifth overall? And I'll take that off the air.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it. Well, look, if Quinnen Williams is still there, you'd have to take him. Williams is a dominant player. He's dominant physically. He can basically play almost anywhere along the defensive line of scrimmage because of his strength and his explosiveness. So I think you would have to take him if he somehow is still available at five. But I don't think you could go wrong with any of those players at all. I think in my mind, again, people talking about Oliver as a middle of round one pick, his whole career says he's a 1-2-3 pick in the draft. Again, he's got to answer to whatever happened this year and satisfy teams with that answer. But I think you're going to see, we'll see what happens here in the combine over the next few days, the pro day. I think you're going to see Ed Oliver start to climb again. Because I think when people see just how explosive he is, I think they're going to be reminded about what a dominant player he was. And again, I don't think Houston always used him to full advantage. But he is the guy who truly has the Aaron Donald level explosiveness that people that it's a copycat league and people are always looking for that. He's the guy. He's the three technique with that degree of explosiveness. I mean, he's that guy. He's unbelievably quick, explosive out of the stance. He's much stronger than people understand. He's always been very Aaron Donald-like. You know, and people are always looking for, well, this guy's a little Aaron Donald-like. And most times when people say that, they're nothing. They're not at all Aaron Donald-like. This guy actually is. This guy actually is. Texture says Chase Bryce, by all accounts, is not only a good quarterback, but seems to be a great guy and a total team player. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't think there's anything to dislike about Chase Bryce. I think he's very Jake Fromm-like. And that's pretty good. I mean, you know, I don't have Jake Fromm as high as some others do on my quarterback list. I don't know what I put Jake Fromm at, Ramona, 7, 8, wherever I put him. But that's 7th or 8th in the nation. And I'm saying that I think Chase Bryce is very similar to him. So if you have the best quarterback and you have one that if he had a chance to play regularly could be the 7th or 8th best in the country, then you're pretty good. Right? I mean, you don't really have any issues at the position. Clemson and Pitt basketball, we get back. You want to get in, 654-7627. I'll entertain your draft questions as well. I want to talk some Clemson football. Brad Brownell joins us at 525 today in addition to that. Look, the weather here I mean, first of all, it rains every day. I don't know what this is all doing to your plumbing. I don't have the foggiest idea. I don't imagine it raining every day is a good thing. I just don't. I mean, I don't know about the cold, the heat, the expansion, contraction. I don't know. I saw the weather report today, Runa, for like the week. It's going to get cold again. Like 4 or 5 days from now, the daytime high is going to be like 40 again.
So, I was done with it.
Yeah, no, it's going back to cold again. Here, again, I don't know what it does to your plumbing system, but I know who does. My friends at Roto-Rooter. I don't have to know. I host a sports talk show. I know somebody knows Roto-Rooter. You go to rotorooter.com. You follow their helpful hints. You won't have any problems. If you don't, you're going to have emergencies. This is the way it is. And you don't get to plan your emergencies. Here's the best news of all. My friends at Roto-Rooter are going to answer your phone call 24/7, 365. That is a live human being. So if it's Christmas Eve and it's 11:30 at night and the kiddies are tucked safely in bed and you're waiting for Santa Claus and your pipes burst, well, you're going to need emergency help. Not like a week later, then. So you call Roto-Rooter on Christmas Eve and a live human being answers your phone and they direct help on the way to you. Problem solved. 24/7, 365, residential, commercial. They're also the septic system experts. They don't just clear the tank. They clear the lines as well. This is Roto-Rooter. 288-7686, 288-7686, 288-7686. Online, rotorooter.com, Roto-Rooter. And remember, Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Walt Tiptula, Red Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
See how easy it is to turn your backyard into a fun yard with a custom home pool or vinyl pool from Aqua Pool Care. Imagine relaxing on your tanning ledge, overlooking cascading waterfalls, highlighted by custom LED lighting. Aqua Pool Care offers financing on your new virtually maintenance-free pool. Get that eco-friendly saltwater pool you've been dreaming about. Call the best builder in the upstate, Aqua Pool Care, at 508-1885. That's 508-1885. Make your yard fun.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Mickey Baller here for another great offer from Zero Res. Now through March the 3rd, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119. Mention my name and you'll get a hallway for free. Get ahead of the spring cleaning rush. And did you know that Zero Res cleans air ducts? If you're waking up stuffy and notice you'll get more dust more often, maybe it's time to get your air ducts clean. Call for a free estimate, 864-558-7300, or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Your Buy of Clemson has weekly specials that are great tasting and great deals. Monday and Tuesday, kids eat for half price. And Tuesday is also benefit proceeds night for local charities. Wednesday is half price wine and $3.14 for cheese sticks. Thursday is $3.14 for pints and cheese sticks. And Sunday is student night. Get a pizza and a drink for $7.99 or a pint for $9.99. Great savings this week at Your Pie of Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time.
Here is a tough question that needs a good answer. Why have you not booked your free consultation with the Health Fair yet? Walt Tiptula here. And if you're wrestling with type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and you want those symptoms gone, you need to book your free consultation with the Health Fair. You need to do it now, even if you just want to lose weight. But think it's too hard. Book your free consultation. The Health Fair really works in a big way. A big thing I love about the Health Fair is that it's not some magic pill. It's a lifestyle plan with a big support team and lots of help. You can have carbs, even eat fast food. It's like nothing else. Anyone can do the Health Fair. And yes, this includes you. Turn your radio up and repeat after me. Today is the day you will dig out of that unhealthy hole. Book your consultation with the Health Fair. Do it for yourself and your family. Don't put it off. The Health Fair is so confident, they even guarantee your success. Visit iDareGreenville.com. Your health is too important
appointment to wait. Go to IdearGreenville.com. That's IdearGreenville.com.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in 6 models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great-looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawn mowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family-owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
It's electric. That's right, it's the Honda Clarity, Honda's plug-in electric hybrid. What that means to you is 48 miles of pure electric power. Then go those extra miles with a range of 350 miles with the hybrid engine. Also included in the Honda lineup is the Hybrid Accord and the Honda Insight with up to 55 miles a gallon. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com for our available inventory of electric and hybrid vehicles. Again, visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Is this a practical joke?
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, Where to Be CCP, 105.5 The Roar. Clemson head men's basketball coach Brad Brownell at 525 today. We're going to talk a little Clemson basketball in a minute. I've got to tell you the story, Maron.
Okay.
You know what the most valuable food item is?
The most valuable food
item? Yeah, it's an item that some other athletes have stolen from grocery stores.
Oh, you mean like shrimp?
Crab legs.
I mean, crab legs, that's what I meant.
Have you forgotten the whole Jameis Winston
no,
thing?
No, I did. I just couldn't remember
crab
what,
legs,
what
the
he
most,
stole.
The most valuable food item, apparently, and we have more evidence of this.
Oh, no. Okay.
Huntsville, Alabama. you know, forget Florida. Any of these southern states like Alabama and Tennessee work as well, right?
Yeah, I think
Alabama,
so.
Tennessee. They're often a wealth of story power, right?
I would think so. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. West Virginia.
The wonderful whites of West Virginia.
You know, it's up there, it's a, you know, genetic pole, telephone pole, inbreeding kind of thing that's probably responsible. But how many of these stories have we seen from Alabama people? I mean, really, that's the state, isn't it? I mean, other than Florida, it's Alabama, right? It's Alabama.
I agree.
It's always Alabama. They're shooting each other or get the crazies in the stands, that woman who is kicking people and everything else. The guy who got the substitute 26-year-old substitute teacher who was dealing heroin, who got thrown into the back of the paddy wagon. That's for real. And remember, I had never actually seen anyone thrown in a paddy wagon. I didn't think that.
Me neither.
I thought that was like an old movie thing, but that actually happened. They threw that guy in the paddy wagon.
Right.
And as they threw him in and he turned to face the camera, he yelled, "Roll Tide."
Do you think if an Alabama murderer goes to death row and goes to the electric chair and he gets to say something, do you think his last words are going to be "Roll Tide"?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sure that's happened, actually. So I bring you Dateline Huntsville, Alabama. Alabama police say a dispute over crab legs at a dinner buffet.
Man, them crab legs.
Ended in a brawl. That left two people facing misdemeanor charges.
Oh, my gosh.
Huntsville police officer Gerald Johnson says he was eating at the Meteor Buffet restaurant when the fight broke out. So a cop was eating at the restaurant when the fight broke out.
Where they were?
Yeah.
So he was a witness.
Yes. Johnson tells WHN-TV that the diners were using service tongs like fencing swords, and plates were shattering everywhere. A woman was...
You were in a food fight.
A woman was beating down a man. Johnson said diners had been waiting in line for crab legs for more than 10 minutes, and so they lost their tempers once the food came out. They were using the tongs like fencing swords. That's my favorite part of it.
So right when they got their crab legs, they went crazy?
Yeah, they were in line for over 10 minutes. They apparently, the diner was a little slow to restock the crab legs, which is what they were all there for.
Yeah, but and usually so, when you get your food, even though you might be a little upset, you usually calm down because there's your food.
Texter says that place is famous for their crab legs. How about that? I did not know that.
That makes it okay.
The station reports Chiquita Jenkins is charged with assaulting John Chapman. John Chapman is some old white guy, and there's a photo here of John. He has a big Band-Aid right on the top of his bald head.
Is that from her?
Oh, yes, that's from her. Yes, that's the damage that Chiquita, that's the damage that Chiquita inflicted on him.
Oh, my goodness.
She apparently was going to work on him with a service tong, I guess.
Okay, so she was beating him with a utensil.
Yeah, there were dueling would-be buffet people, diners, who were fighting each other with the service tongs.
Over these world-famous crab legs.
They were dueling.
Man, in the world?
Why am I never there?
Are they fresh? They're in Alabama.
Why am I never there to see these things?
Where are these crab legs coming from to get to Alabama?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that's okay, especially if the place is well known for their crab legs, which apparently they are. But why am I never there to see this kind of thing?
I would love to have been sitting there to see.
This has been the greatest thing ever.
That's true.
People fighting with service tongs, stabbing each other with service tongs over crab legs.
Over the crab legs.
Get there early. That's the moral to the story.
And 10 minutes, I mean.
You should see the photo
really
of these two.
Isn't that long.
I'm going to retweet this. You got to see the photo of these two people. You got to see the photo of the two.
I didn't catch. Did everybody get arrested? Yeah, they did,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they got arrested.
Okay, good.
This I found on Reddit originally. I'm retweeting this right now. Okay. So this will be up on my Twitter page because you need to see the mugshot the mugshot because both these guys, the old white guy was arrested too.
Oh, yeah, he
was arrested too.
He was part of it.
He suffered the damage. He got the worst of it, but he was also arrested.
I didn't realize tongs were sharp.
Well, yeah, apparently these tongs are. I don't know. You know, I mean.
Right on the top of his head.
He
missed it, too. You can still see it. They gave him some lousy little Band-Aid that didn't even cover it.
You know, here's the thing. There's. Are crab legs really worth it?
No.
See, I don't think they are either.
No, I don't like.
Too much work for not enough crab meat.
To go through all that just
right.
to eat food.
It's just, it's.
And you can order something else.
Well, again, without tearing it apart. If there was like one giant, tasty, sweet crab leg that you only had to break open one time and then you got lots of meat out of it. But it doesn't work that way.
Right.
It doesn't work that way.
A little skinny, you get it out, a little slither of meat. Maybe that's why your tempers are so high.
Yeah, I don't know. Another Alabama episode. You want to get in 654-7627. Last night. Oh, you saw the photo?
Yeah.
By the way, JR writes, Walt, what are my Raiders going to do with that first pick? Don't think Gruden is sold on Derek Carr. Well, JR, you need an edge rusher. Well, look, here's the thing. I don't know how to break this to you, JR, and you're a good follower and a good Raider fan, but you could blindfold me and throw me at a dartboard that had every position listed, and I could not hit anything on the dartboard that the Raiders don't need. I mean, the Raiders need everything. So, you know, it's a good thing you have three picks. You could actually use more than that. I don't know that trading up is the best idea. Your number one need, I think, is a pass rusher. You need a wide receiver, obviously. You need help almost everywhere. You need offensive line help. I mean, I think if you came away from round one with a pass rusher, a wide receiver, an old lineman, you'd be in pretty good shape. You know, you actually could be helped out if somebody goes and gets Kyler Murray at number one. I do not think you're going quarterback. Based on what the Raiders are saying the last 24 hours, it sounds like they really still believe in Derek Carr. If that's the truth, and again, people lie at this time of year, so, you know, we'll see. But as of now, I would think that priority one is pass rusher. And even in a draft that's rich in defensive line talent, you do not get pass rushers later in the draft. Most of those guys come in round one. So I think that's what you have to position yourself for. I mean, look, there's some sort of chance that if a Kyler Murray went one, that you could position yourself for maybe a Josh Allen. I mean, if a Kyler Murray went one and then San Francisco followed by taking Bosa, per se, and then Quinnen Williams was still there at three, Josh Allen could fall in your lap. And that would be the pick to make. That's exactly how you got Khalil Mack, when Khalil Mack fell in your lap. And John Gruden basically has to replace the Khalil Mack element for starters. So there's that. And answer to you, Kelly, no, I am not. On Reddit. I just saw that somewhere. You want to get in, 654-7627. Clemson basketball last night. Basically, the game went pretty much exactly as I thought it would. I mean, not necessarily the swing, but I thought Clemson would win the game by double digits. I did not think Pittsburgh had any physical body type that could defend Eli Thomas. They didn't, and so their answer to that was to double Eli Thomas on every single play. Now, in the first half, not only were they not successful in doing that, and did Thomas, and Thomas still got his points on the block, but when they doubled him, Thomas just it looked like a father holding a ball up above his head away from a little kid, and the little kid jumping up and down to get it. That's what it looked like. Eli Thomas is holding the ball above his head, surveying the court, picking out guys in the corner, or guys who are wide open. So Eli killed Pittsburgh when they double-teamed him. He killed them when they didn't, because they had nobody who could match his size and strength on the low block. It was a bad matchup. They had no answers for it. Obviously, Clemson shot the ball exceedingly well from three again, and that's a big byproduct of the fact that when Pitt plays Clemson man-to-man, they just can't level anybody off, and you get these wide-open looks, plus they're playing inside out off of Thomas, off of the double team. So Clemson got whatever shot they wanted until Pittsburgh played zone. When Pittsburgh went to zone, whenever they did, and for an extended period of the second half, that's where Clemson bogged down. Everything slowed down. The offense stopped being productive, and Pitt climbed back in the game. And at that point, it was really Hunter Tyson who hit a couple big threes that kept Pitt from getting any closer and from that momentum building. And I think once again, you saw a glimpse of what we've been talking about on this show since before the year began. The best pure shooter on this basketball team is Hunter Tyson, period. When Hunter Tyson gets his feet set, all this kid needed was a little confidence. This is a way with a lot of young shooters. You need to see the ball go in. And when you're in Hunter Tyson's position, you know, he was almost redshirted at one point. He doesn't get a lot of time on the court. All right, so if you're a Hunter Tyson, you go in, you make one defensive mistake, you're going to be pulled. That's the way it is. It's the way it is in college basketball. And if you miss a shot or two, you're probably going to the bench at this stage. So he doesn't normally get extended minutes on the court, so it's not like he has a chance to sort of warm up. He almost has to produce right away. And so you know, you're not seeing the best of what he can be. You're seeing it in little spurts. But last night, you got a little more extended version of what he can be because Pitt was playing so much zone. And Tyson is a zone buster in waiting. And you saw it last night. And here's what's going to happen with this kid. He just needs a little confidence and to speed up his release a little bit. And here's how it works. And I'll ask Coach about this a little bit later. Right now, he is still in the discovery phase of his game. And so what you see is he needs to set his feet and have a clean look to get his shot off. When he does, and this is what I saw from him right from the beginning, you can tell an elite shooter, a would-be elite shooter, whether the ball goes in or not. People don't understand this. Like, this kid was not shooting well percentage-wise all year. It was terrible. But it doesn't matter. If you understand technique and the shot and how softly a ball lands in the cylinder, where and how it rebounds, you understand a guy who's a shooter even when it's not going in. And that's what I've seen and recognized in Hunter Tyson all year. Now it's starting to go in. And the next step is this. As he starts to garner and gain confidence, that release is going to speed up automatically because he's not going to be thinking about it anymore. And you could see it. Like in the shot he finally missed, that was a much quicker release. It's like once you start to feel it as a shooter, then everything speeds up for you. And that's what's going to happen for him. We have a lot more to talk about on this. We'll get to this.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the...
Whatever that was. Well, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. 269-1232, 269-1232. No one does it like Gilstrap Roofing. They've been doing roofs for 80 years. I mean, look, what kind of damage has your roof taken the last 30 days? Wind, rain, all that we haven't had is hail. We probably had that somewhere. We get hail all the time in the upstate. And Ramona, there were 2 days that the temperature was 35 and it was lightning. It was thunder. We had thunder and lightning in 30-degree weather. That's South Carolina weather. What's it doing to your roof? When's the last time you checked your roof? Do you have any idea? Checking your roof is dangerous. Call my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. They'll give your roof a free examination. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you, like they've told so many others. And they'll give you a time frame, too. Like, I don't know, sir, you're probably going to have to look at doing something in 3 or 4 years. So at least you'll know. You'll know where you stand. It's worth it just for that reason. If there's something wrong, then get it fixed before disaster strikes. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. It can't be any easier. 269-1232, 269-1232. Gilstrap Roofing, call them, tell them I say it. Walt Abdullah Road Rage, quick break. Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. With the AutoZone Rewards Program, members get more, like a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Head in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takuchi compact equipment at 3 upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
With spring around the corner, Goodyear and the Pendleton Tire Company are kicking savings into high gear. Now through March 31st, get incredible deals on some of our best tires for wet conditions, like the all-weather Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready, built with advanced traction for superior performance on slick roads. Get fresh deals for your wheels with savings up to $200 by rebate when you use your Goodyear credit card, subject to credit approval. Come see Zach or Joey for complete details or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
We want Pretzel Crust! We want Pretzel Crust!
Pretzel Crust fans, rejoice, because it's back. Yeah. By popular demand, Little Caesar's large, soft pretzel crust pizza featuring a creamy cheddar cheese sauce, pepperoni, and a four cheese blend surrounded by a delicious salted soft pretzel crust for just $6. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8, and only $6 from the home of Pretzel Crust Pizza, Little Caesar's.
Pizza, pizza at participating locations plus tax.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This can be pretty dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
I can take the pitchfork from the devil. Keep a super suit like I'm incredible. The deep blue sea to the dark blue sky.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, WCCP 105.5 The Roar. So many things to get to, so much going on in the world of sports. If you're living under a rock, the Philadelphia Phillies in the most ridiculous deal ever consummated, perhaps in the history of sport, signed a solid hitting outfielder, Bryce Harper, to a 13-year, $330 billion deal. An ingrate, a guy who doesn't hustle, a guy who's divisive, a guy who will shut it down in 3 or 4 years, and Philly will be left with the ramifications of that contract. Oh, you'll get 1 or 2 good years out of him, that's what you'll get, and then it'll be over. The dumbest deal ever consummated, perhaps in sports history, for a guy who not only do his numbers not suggest paying him that, but from a standpoint of being a self-motivated athlete, those type of things, he is none of those things. Again, the Washington Nationals have never done anything with Bryce Harper. Why would the Phillies do anything with Bryce Harper? Bryce Harper has played 7 years. It's not a three-year sample size. It is arguably one of the worst moves ever in the history of sports, ever. Here's a simple litmus test. It's only the dumb teams that do it. It's San Diego and Philadelphia. You don't see the Yankees or the Red Sox, the quality teams. You didn't see them doing this. You didn't see them going after Machado or Harper. You didn't see the smart teams doing this. Just like in pro football, you wouldn't see the Patriots doing this kind of thing. No, it's the dumb teams that do these kind of things. It's the teams that are desperate. It's the teams that are reaching. Because to define this as anything other than an enormous reach is lunacy. And so if you miss that, that happened earlier in the year. Texter writes, that's dumber than when my Vols hired Derek Dooley. Yeah. No, it's so remarkably, invincibly stupid, it's hard to even comprehend. And again, just to be clear, you're going to get an early boost from it. You know, year one, when the Philly fans don't really fully understand who Bryce Harper is and what he does to a clubhouse and the fact that he's not really all that good, you know, he'll produce a little early on, riding that wave of emotion, and then reality will set in 3 or 4 years, and then you'll be locked in to that deal with a pedestrian player who's never going to the Hall of Fame, and that you've paid him $330 million, and that you've basically ruined your franchise because you have set up a structure whereby every other player who's worth anything is going to want to be paid similarly. See, that's the problem with overpaying somebody who's not great. It's fine to pay somebody who's great, who adds to your culture. That's fine. So if you missed that earlier, that happened. Jason Witt is leaving the Monday Night Football booth to return to the Dallas Cowboys as a player. Yeah, that happened too. Yeah, I know you're thinking I'm making this stuff up. I know. I understand. I understand why you would be thinking I'm making this stuff up. I'm glad everybody on the text line gets it. The Phillies GM and upper management stink of desperation with this deal. Exactly. Exactly they do. It is the exact act of a desperate team. And again, all you need to understand is that the teams that matter weren't interested. That's it. The good teams were not interested. We heard for years that the Yankees were going to go after Bryce Harper. They didn't. Because smart teams are never going to give a guy like that a 13-year deal. They're just not. 5 years, that's it. Nothing longer than that. You want to get in 654-7627 on any of the subjects. I want to get you back to Clemson basketball. Of course, Brad Brownell joining us at 525 today, and we'll talk more about what Clemson did last night and what is to come. Austin on the Northline Communication Phone Lines. How are you, Austin?
Good. How are you, Walt?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Absolutely. I want to talk a little bit about this basketball team. More specifically, with Hunter Tyson, you were talking earlier about how when Pitt went to the zone, that allowed Hunter Tyson to get open for a lot of good shots. And earlier, a couple weeks ago, you were mentioning how the biggest game, other than obviously trying to beat North Carolina this Saturday for Clemson, will be the Syracuse game, because we just don't match up well with Syracuse in the zone they play. But with Hunter Tyson getting open or starting to feel more confident and being that zone buster, is he going to be a guy that gets substantial playing time in that game? Yeah. If he is doing consistent...
Yeah, I think that's a question I have as well, and one that I may ask today. The problem is I may have to hold that until we get past North Carolina, because obviously coach's thought process right now is on North Carolina, as it needs to be, not Syracuse. But I would expect that you're going to see Hunter Tyson get a little more playing time against Syracuse for that very reason, in the hopes that he can be a bit of a zone buster. There are still problems for this basketball team playing against zone defense right now. You know, Georgia Tech plays some zone, a lot of zone, and Clemson played better against their versions. But against Syracuse and Pittsburgh, Clemson did not look good when against Syracuse, shot 35% in that game, and did not look good last night when Pittsburgh went to the zone. It not only slowed the offense, it brought it to a crawl. And I'll speak with Coach about that in a little bit, what the possible remedies are there. There are problems, all right? And one of the problems is, as I talked about yesterday, is that if you get a team playing a 2-3 zone against you, you do not have the right player to flash to the sweet spot of the zone. Now, that's just one of the ways you have to attack a zone, but North Carolina did it very effectively against Syracuse in the second half, and they used Luke May. Look, you want a guy, ideally, in that role who's 6'7", 6'8", can turn, face the basket, hit that 12, 13-foot shot, put it on the floor and drive it, or pass over the collapsing zone out to the wings, etc. Clemson does not have that guy, and that is part of the problem that they're experiencing in going against these 2-3 zones. So if you don't have that, and you don't, then you're going to have to find other ways to beat it. And there are a myriad of ways to beat the zone. The problem is that Clemson, because they don't have that guy, the zone is really sort of taking them out of their game. They're standing around the perimeter and soft tossing it too much. They're not moving the ball as crisply as they need to, in my opinion. Ball reversal, drive the gaps, those type of things. And you're going to have to see more of that. But I certainly think that there's a chance that Hunter Tyson plays a much bigger role against Syracuse. Yes. The other element is this. It's my belief that Clemson has to push it more. I thought that when Clemson was pushing the ball early in the game, the zone slowed everything down. The push went away. And now every possession down is this death match where you're having to run zone offense against a Pittsburgh team that is set up in that zone already, and you're still searching for answers and just not finding them. I still think the best way to attack Syracuse is to beat that zone down the court, and you're not going to do that all game, but I don't want miracles. All I want is this. I want 6-8 more points in transition. I want 6-7 good shots off transition where you beat it down the court. And I think that'll make the difference in winning and losing. That game at Syracuse was close, and I thought it was too much of a half court game.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Austin. I appreciate it. Let me get Larry in here quickly. Larry, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Thanks. I just listened to you about Bryce Harper and the deal that they gave him.
Yeah.
I just mulling over my mind here, and you got me all jacked up. But these clubs are struggling, like San Diego and Philadelphia. You know, they get situations where they got to put some butts in some seats.
Yeah.
And you've already said that, and I'm just repeating it, but I just got to get it out of my system. And it was just like, it takes me back. I'm not that old, but I was reading about Branch Rickey and Jackie Robinson. That's what Branch Rickey was trying to do. So ain't nothing new. The Yankees were an established team back when Jackie Robinson was coming up. The Giants. So Branch Rickey had to put some butts in some seats. So same thing by Jackie Robinson, but it paid off. But I agree with Bryce Harper. It's just these clubs are so desperate. They got to do something. And it goes to ask the question, like, who's driving the ship?
Yeah, look, Larry, I think that's a fair point. If you want to just say that, well, you know, it's Philadelphia, they have some history, you know, that that the fan base will be more excited now. They will for a short time until they learn what Washington learned, and that is what Bryce Harper truly is, at which point 3 or 4 years from now it will all fall apart.
Yeah, Walt, it'll all fall apart. But in the meantime, in the interim, you'll have somebody to come up and make a bold plan, and then maybe they've got a plan down the road that they're going to make up that deficit.
That's fair enough. It's a good job, Larry, as always.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Quickly, let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge is the new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. You're running out of time. That's a fact. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. Highway 123 right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge is a unique concept. Blends the ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, ability for owners to even generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. You can rent out your unit while you aren't there. You can live in part of it, rent out part of it. Modified hotel services such as housekeeping and maintenance, restaurant, lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, even a small-scale football field, tailgating area. I mean, it's basically a self-contained world. If you didn't want to leave, you'd never have to leave the property. Go see Taj Boyd, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. You want to get in, now's the time, 654-7627. I'll be back.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 1055, The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com.